Praise the Lord. If you are going to place him there, you can only place him there in the restoration ministry, because it's the ministry of perfection. You will apply it as a secondary application, not as a primary application. We are Bible students. I'm saying this, praise the Lord, because I told Pastor Francis this morning, I say, I thank God I have not written a book. I thank God I have not written a book. I wanted to write a book 3 years ago. I just got weary over it. No push to write it. It has even been transcribed. The press department did a very good job. They gave me to proofread it so that they can go to the press. It's still lying there concerning the book of Revelation. I didn't know it was God that was stopping me. And let me say another thing. I sat and I was meditating. I'm very humble over it. And I was saying, but how come it is now, Lord, you are showing me these revelations? And I heard it clearly and I lie not. I said this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it is now time for the third pull of your ministry. You will not understand the third pull. What it means is that it is now you will get the true followers of your ministry. The first pull, praise the Lord, the first pull, amen, is the miracles, the gifts, the anointing. Everywhere, to pull people to come to listen to you. To pull. You are looking for fish. You use a fishing bait in the hook. So all of them ran to Brother Assembly. What is the reason they are going? Oh boy, there are prophets there. Oh boy, you want to go for visa? Go there, they will see for you. Boy, they look for wife. That is the reason why any prophet that live here, this group of people will run and follow them. Yes, now. Because they are looking for a solution to their problems. That's all they see. Then, before we know what, this is how this church started. Praise the Lord. Before we know what, these gifts that even small children were operating here went to another realm. People begin to call names. We didn't start this prophetic ministry with calling names and addresses. It went higher. They call names. They see your address. They see phone numbers. And people are saying, no, this is God. Because the real seed of God, they are not attracted by miracles, signs, and wonders. No matter what they were talking everywhere about how much one man from Galilee, he said Jesus, son of Joseph, is doing miracle everywhere. People like Natalia was not moved. Where is he from? From Nazareth. Nazareth, well, we don't see all this one come. Where this one there? Ijesha. Then there Ijesha again. Another one dead there before now. We don't go there before now. Another one dead there. Can any good thing come out of Ijesha? Okay, let's come and see. When they come, they sit down in the back. Amen. Before you know what? Amen. They begin to see numbers being called. They are saying, you sure say this is no be arranging? They change their seat. They come earlier. They sit in the center. After service, they will follow the person. I beg, I see, now you didn't call number A. You know them before. They will want to confirm. They must find out. Then while they are doing that, the prophet will pick himself. Because God, that is a fish, big fish. We pick that person and discern in a way that you say, no, this is God. And the angel told William Branham, when you reach that second stage of the ministry where you begin to do discernment, William Branham did not start with discernment, he started with healing. When it moved to where he can now discern you, tell you your address, tell your name, that is when people say, no, we have not seen this kind of thing before, this must be God. He said, prepare for the third pool. That is the pool that we pull that fish out of the water. Amen. And he says, prepare for the third pool. What is the third pool? The opening of the word. That is when you will now hear something. And that is what catches that soul. What caught him is not the gifts. The gift will not take you to heaven. Oh yes. And then I understood that we are now going to begin to have the true believers now in our midst. And they are the ones that these revelations will be spoken to. I have somebody. Amen. Well, let's move forward. I must finish this message today. It's not even a message. It's a Bible study. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Today we are going to look at the seven thunders. Now I have taught it before. I want to correct myself. This topic of the seven thunders is one of the topics that has fragmented the entire message. And why I feel led to come over it, our program in the Bright Television, The Rapture Watch, I was cornered and then by Olumide and the Gabriel, and they were firing me, and I said some things that they themselves they were hearing for the first time. In fact, they were very confused. They didn't know what to ask again. And when I got to Zambia, during question and answer, a sister was so definite on the Rapture Watch program on so date, you made mention of so about the seven thunders, and I was very, very uncomfortable because there were a mixture of different groups there, and there are people sitting down there that did not believe the way I put it. They have different understanding. But I felt also that many of you don't even watch the television to watch those programs where we say some of these things. I'm telling you, we have something. Just this morning before I left the church, the house to come to church, one brother came in there from the U.S., called me. For the first time, I saw a U.S. number. I answered him. And he was so excited that he has been so frustrated with his Christian life in America, but nowhere to go. He said, and God in his infinite mercy brought him across the Bride Assembly Church on the net. And he said, just less than 2 months ago, he said, Brother Alu, I have listened to over 250 messages that you have preached. He said, and all the questions disturbing me in my Christian faith has been answered. I know you are watching me now. Amen. So we know that we are not just talking to people sitting down here. There are people that God is bringing. He said, now he understood why, what I spoke in one of the messages, that God's elect will never be lost. He said he is the evidence. And he kept thanking God for his mercy to allow him see this message that we are preaching. And while somebody is rejoicing on the message being preached, on the word of God being revealed here, What I'm saying now, I'm wasting his time. All their focus is miracles, signs and wonders. They don't care about their future. Church, listen. I'm talking to those that God has destined to hear what I am saying now. Listen and take it very seriously. This Bible, the bride of Jesus Christ, from Revelation, Genesis to Revelation, there's nowhere that is closed there again. This book is open now. And thank God for the spirit of revelation. Now, what is this seven thunder? I will just recap it. Let's recap it. Revelation chapter 10. Let's read from verse 1 to 6. Now, the message has begun. I have preached it in several places before, so I'll just make reference so that I'll rush to my emphasis this morning. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. Praise the Lord. Maybe before I come there, let's go back a little bit. Before we come to Revelation chapter 10. Listen very well. A recap. It's a recap. The seven thunders, in bracket, rightly dividing the word. Rightly dividing the word. Praise the Lord. Now you can go back to the past messages and listen. In Revelation chapter 6. From verse 1 to 17, I'm summarizing. From verse 1 to 17, write it down, go back and study very carefully. We have spoken this over and over and over and over in the past years in this ministry. And before we come to chapter 6, you know that in Revelation chapter 4, John saw the throne of God, and he saw 24 elders. Who are those elders that he saw? They are the foundation of the two nations of God. The nation of Israel and the church of Jesus Christ. They are God's two nations. The church natural and the church spiritual. The nation of Israel was started by the 12 patriarchs of Jacob. The 12 sons of Jacob formed the 12 tribes of Jacob that make the nation of Israel. 12 of them. And the 12 apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ that formed the foundation upon which the church has been building. 24 elders, Revelation chapter 4. Then he also saw four beasts. And these four beasts, they were also before the throne. One like a lion, another one like a calf, an ox, another one like the face of a man, and the fourth beast like the flying eagle. Listen, church. And the symbol of the end time message has presented to us that the symbol of our faith is the flying eagle. But it is not. I have corrected it. Using the scriptures. You see why they hate me? I'm the only one saying something different since they took William Branham away. The rest, they are all repeating the same thing. It is by the Issachar anointing. What is giving you boldness like this is the spirit of revelation, the oil that causes us to understand the Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, this four beasts. Sorry, I'm saying this in case somebody is hearing it for the first time, so you can flow with us. These four beasts, remember that Jesus Christ in Matthew 16, he says, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. And right from Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, the prophecy was given by God himself to serpent, and then he said that thy seed shall bruise the heel of the seed of the woman, and her seed will bruise thy head. Bruising the heel of the seed of the woman is the progress of his ministry. Jesus called it the gates of hell. And this gates of hell, praise the Lord, is when the enemy rises like a storm. Hallelujah. That is the Antichrist spirit rising as a storm against the progress of the church. The Spirit of the Lord will do what? We raise up a standard that we counter that spirit so that the gates of hell cannot prevail. Hallelujah. And the standard that God used to counter this Antichrist spirit that we run through from the day of Pentecost when the church is inaugurated till we go in the rapture, and even until the 70th week is fulfilled for Israel in God's agenda, what he used are these four pieces. Now, in Revelation chapter 6, the gates of hell are those four horses there that you see. So let's read it. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Let's read it. And I saw, when the Lamb opened one of the seals. Okay, sorry, let's go back a little bit. I'm trying to rush this, but the picture must be properly put for those who may be hearing it for the first time. I have finished with Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 has a book. He that sat on the throne. Revelation chapter 4, can we read it from verse 1? And I saw, Revelation chapter 5, I'm sorry. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written. That same throne that is in chapter 4, where those four beasts are and those four 24 elders are. That same throne. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Who is worthy? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither even to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders, those 24 elders, said unto me, weep not. Tell your neighbor, weep not. Tell your neighbor, weep not. You know why he was weeping? There is something in that book written there, but it's sealed. If we don't know it, we are finished. The hope of man is there. There is revelation in that book, but it is sealed. It is the book of redemption. Oh, glory be to God. It is the title deeds. Hallelujah. Of redemption. Man was given. Oh, glory be to God. I don't want to go too far. Hallelujah. Upon this rock, I build my church. Brethren, These revelations excite me. So that you know why some of us hold on to this salvation that we have caught. We don't play with it. It's no more religion. We are part of religion. I'm not just a Christian. I'm a son of God. I am a son of God. I'm not just a Christian. I'm a son of God. That is progressive revelation. That is progressive revelation. There's something you get to know that makes you appreciate salvation better. Eh? When you give your life to Christ, I've shared this before, progressive revelation. When you give your life to Christ, eh, it tells you that you are given the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Father. Now, it reveals revelation as adoption. Now, when you look at adoption, that child was not yours. Okay? But he needed help. He was abandoned. And no hope. Then you came and adopted him. Now, why he used the word adoption is because he wants you to appreciate. I once was lost, but now I'm. You to appreciate his amazing grace. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? Now I'm rushing that. Then, as you begin to study the Bible again, he begins to tell you that you are redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Now, redeem, you only talk of redeem if you were originally his. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you see, revelation becomes progressive. I am not an adopted child of God. I was in him from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. I was lost, and he came to redeem me. Something that was his own. The process of having it back to the original state that it was is redemption. When you catch that, hallelujah, there is a different relationship you have with God. Once saved, forever I am saved. You feel eternally secure. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are no more like the adopted child that you are afraid they can throw you out again tomorrow. And you cannot, God, you cannot throw me out. You can't throw me out. You can only punish me if I misbehave. But I remain your son forever. I am redeemed. Praise the Lord. That book is a book. Remember, he is the last Adam. Adam was given the COO of the earth. The COO, certificate of occupancy, he gave him. You are to dominate the earth. You are to rule over the earth. You are to, you know, have dominion over everywhere. You are even the one that will name the animals. Hallelujah. He became God on earth. He became the landlord. But something happened. And the title did shift them from Adam to Satan. And Satan can stand even before the Lord Jesus. So I said, look at the whole kingdom belong to me. He was not lying. The whole kingdom belong to me. I give it to whosoever I like. Just you can bow before him, you can get anything you want on earth. Join the cult, you can become billionaire. Join the cult, just drop that Jesus and follow him. The whole kingdom belongs to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he lost it. Since he lost it, remember that he is not the owner. He is not the owner. He is a liar. The owner withdrew this. It went back to who has it. Who has it? Who has it? It's not Christ. Who has it? It's God himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, the earth is the Lord's. and the fullness thereof. That's why the book is in his right hand as he sat down on the throne. Now, who is worthy to collect that book and open it? No man on earth. In heaven or on earth, no man. And I wept much because no man was found worthy. David was not worthy. Solomon was not worthy. Even Moses was not worthy. Joshua was not worthy. No man. Abraham was not worthy. Noah was not worthy. No man was worthy to open that book. Why? Because all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. All. Hallelujah. And verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me, maybe it was Elder Paul. Maybe it was Elder Peter. Maybe it's one of them. Maybe it was Elder Reuben. I don't know who. Elder John. It will be Elder John. He said, weep not. Behold, who is the person? The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Only Jesus can say, hey, only Jesus can say, hallelujah. Only Jesus can say, only Jesus can say, hallelujah. 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 And we know who Jesus is. Praise the Lord. Only him. Can we read it? Verse 6. And I beheld, lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, symbolically presented, having what? Seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And we know what the seven horns are. A horn is talking about power of the Holy Ghost, how he moves in seven different dispensations. That is what he means by seven spirits. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Oh, glory be to God. And when he had taken the book, every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ. Let's read it. The four beasts and 420 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Verse 9. And they sang a new song. What were they saying? Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And has made us unto our God, what? Kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. Hallelujah. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Millions of people. Billions of people saying with a loud voice, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. God was there. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory.
glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.